Good morning, Rosh Chodesh, Machesh, and Chavtestis. We're holding in Siman Hey Halacha Beis. The first halacha that we're learning about is a continuation of what we discussed yesterday when it comes to the pasuk of Chisisa Tzatzecha. That means to cover up any excrements. You're not allowed to not only say words of Kedusha, also to be Mehal, to think of Dvarim should be Kedusha whenever there's excrement or even urine. Anything that is Masriach, that means it has a terrible foul smell, the people get annoyed and disturbed, and it's not a natural smell, as we'll see later on. So the halacha is, a person is not allowed to say Dvarim she kedusha, brachas, learning, and even think about Divrei Kedusha, Achi Chasoisa, until he covers it up. It's based on the pasuk, Chisisa Tzasecha, you're in a holy camp, and therefore the Shekhinah is with you, and you're saying Dvarim she kedusha, you have to cover it up. The other option is, when it comes to urine, if a person pours what's called a revius, about 3.3 ounces of water into meiraglaim, into urine. It goes based on the amount of times, according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, of urine. You have to have that amount of time, that amount of revius, and some of the notes, once is enough. That means to say, if you have two times of urine, portions of urine, and you put one revius of water, that means 3.3 ounces, there's something that's already enough to rely on. But that's already a dispute. Also, if there is, let's say, urine or stuff like that that got absorbed in the ground, or even in the clothing, especially if you're taking care of a baby, etc., if there's still moisture, you need to pour water, but here you do not need a revius of water. If there is excrement in a person's flesh, even though a person is covered with clothing, a person should not say words of Kedusha. It's based on a beautiful pasuk called Atzmoisai Tomar Na Hashem Michamocha, which means all my bones should say, Hashem, who is like you? That means when we're singing or saying Dvarim Shebe Kedusha, we have to make sure that we don't have any excrements on our flesh, even if it's covered up. But nevertheless, even the Kitzur already tells us that Yesh Mekilim, there are those that are lenient in a situation where it's difficult to clean it up. Unless the excrement is in the rectum area, that's where it's much more of a problematic. And then in such a, because it causes much more smell. Interesting, Shaila Allah said that the poskim speak about, even the Kitzur mentioned this, it's called someone that has hemorrhoids and there's blood coming out, or someone that's attached to a catheter and the like, but and they have a bag of something. So long as it's covered up and it doesn't smell, it's not a problem. If someone, I saw the Ben Ish Chai says, if it smells, there's one of the simple advices is to take something perfume and make sure that there's no offensive smell, and that is good enough. It's also important to know that if a person is going to pray and daven in a place where there's a good likelihood that there's excrements or urine, then a person should be careful not to say any davar shebekdusha until he checks that area. Another halacha, that person should not daven in a house where on top of it there is a bathroom, a place where there's excrements. This is a major question when you have these houses. They have shuls that are used in a certain room is used, let's say in the basement, and on top of it there is a there's a regular house. Lemaise, many are lenient with it, but that's where it's better not to have these types of situations. At least that the bathroom shouldn't be directly on top or next to it. That would definitely be one of the first steps. What about children, babies? At what point is excrements considered already problematic? So the answer is, it's based actually on the Gemara Masechet Sukkah. Once they're eating already what's called one of the five species of wheat, barley, oats, spelt and rye. Now, any of these things, it's interesting. The place can actually say that today, also the types of baby food also could create, it makes the excrements have a much more offensive smell. So that's when a person should be careful. The question is what the age is. So it's the potential of the baby eating one of the five grains. And the Kitzur says that based on the Yavetz, that it should be already 1 year old. However, it's Kedai and already notorious to even distance yourself from excrements of a baby, even if it's 8 years old, 8 days old. But La Halacha, it's 1 year, or according to some places today, it's around 3 months. What about besides excrements of a human being? If it's excrements of a human being, even if it doesn't have a bad smell, or excrements of a cat, if you own a cat, or an English hen, which is basically some type of turkey, all these things, the person to distance themselves, even if it doesn't have a bad smell. Other types of excrements of animals, like, for example, behemoth, which is, generally speaking, let's say a horse, or some of the other types of fowls and birds. So the assumption is it's not masriach, it doesn't have an offensive smell, therefore you don't have to distance yourself from them. But if it has a bad smell, or an avela, let's say a carcass that smells, or anything that smells because of some type of spoilage, and included in that is also if a person has a coop of chickens. If you live in a kibbutz or something like that, when I was there, so we always had these questions because from the you'd have a smell that comes in from miles away from some of the kibbutzim. They have cows and everything else. This can become very problematic. One of the simple ages is to close the windows, because the halacha is a person has to distance themselves from them. We'll see in a moment how far you have to distance yourself. And similarly, when it comes to spoiled and bad-smelling water, or water that used to soak canvas and the like, all these things have an offensive smell, and if you have to distance yourself, just like you distance yourself from excrement. We always had the Shilin Yeshua about smelly socks. In any case, when it comes to excrement that's dry, and that means it would already fall apart, it's really not a problem anymore because it's like earth, as long as it doesn't have a bad smell. If it's congealed because of the cold, since it could return to its potential, and once it warms up, it's still a problem, it's still considered excrement. If you have excrements that are covered by the snow, that's considered already covered up. How far do you have to distance yourself? That's the last halacha, the halacha ches. So the halacha is when it comes to excrement, if it's in the back of you, you have to distance yourself 4 amos, which is around 6 feet from the place where the smell has ceased to exist. I mean, there's no more smoke from that point. You have to go 6 feet ahead. Now, even if a person is not smelling anything, a person has to distance himself from that amount. Now, when it comes to if it's not smelling at all, like we just said, you have to distance yourself 6 amos. If it's in front of you, you have to distance yourself as much as your eyes can see. And that means even at night, you have to distance yourself that amount of distance. Now, what happens if it's on the side? It's not right in front of you. You have to treat it like it's in front of you, and therefore turn yourself completely, that it should be in back of you, and it's not enough to really turn your head. Have an amazing day.